Welcome to the opening of our 22-23 school year. An exciting time, an opportunity to learn and grow, not just academically, but also, Lord willing, in matters of faith. Welcome to new families and welcome to returning families. After our devotion, our principal will come forward and run through some notes to help acclimate for tomorrow. But now I direct your attention to the handout that you were given as we open our new school year in the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to sing the song that is printed. It'll be introduced for us. We continue with this responsive reading from Psalm 28. Listen to my prayer for mercy.
As I cry out to you for help,
as I lift up my hands,
praise
the Lord.
For he has heard my cry for mercy.
So I am Pastor Colander, if you don't know me already. And this is a sample of really what we do on Wednesday mornings. We gather all the classes together and we have a brief chapel together, and we use a format like this with the invocation and then open up with a song and usually sing the same song for a little bit so we get used to it. And then there's a second song which is related to our theme. This year our theme's God's mercies are new every morning. And that's the passage we're going to focus on. So that's how we continue our chapel services on Wednesday, and you're always welcome to come to those if it works for you. They begin at 8:30 officially, but you can gather anytime before that. So just a few thoughts as we begin our school year, and we ask the Lord's blessings upon the school year. That's why we're here. We don't hide the fact that God is at the center of our school. He gives us the ability to read and think and so much more, to run and play. And so without God, all that would be impossible. With God, it's possible. I mean, again, we could learn to read and write and so forth apart from God, but as we heard earlier this morning from a scripture reading, Solomon made mention that without God, life is really meaningless. And so to what end do we read, learn, think, run, jump, and so forth? Well, God helps us understand why, the bigger picture of why it's important to read, learn, run, and jump, and so forth. Because he puts the meaning in life. And that's what we're going to continually develop throughout the school year, how God puts the meaning in life. And at the heart of that meaning is his mercy. And so we hear these words from Lamentations, written by the prophet Jeremiah, lamenting over the children of Israel's fate, in a way, what they had brought upon themselves through their disobedience. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Do you get tired at the end of a day? And if you do get tired at the end of the day, what do you look forward to? hopefully a restful night's sleep. And when you have that restful night's sleep, you hope for it. You may not get it, but you hope for it, right? You hopefully will wake up refreshed. I mean, the mornings are supposed to be refreshing. And oftentimes, when do we get the most work done? In the morning, morning hours. Again, now, maybe you're working the third shift. But mornings, primarily, are a good time to refresh ourselves, to get work done. You see some flowers in a vase up there on that podium? There's some water in there now. How long will that water last in the vase? Yeah, not very long. So what has to happen for those flowers to keep looking fresh? You have to keep adding water. And how fast can water evaporate? Well, it depends on the circumstances, but in the heat that we're having, it wouldn't take that long. And so how often should I check that vase to make sure it has water so the flowers can look nice? Every day. And as I add water to that vase, the flowers can perk up. I mean, we see it with our lawns, we see it with our trees. It's also with our soul. How often do we need to be refreshed with God's mercies? And what's at the heart of God's mercy? Well, a promise that was kept. I mean, we need that promise. And that's why Jeremiah was lamenting over the children of Israel's fate. They did not remain faithful to the Lord God, who had given them so much, including the promise of a Savior. And why did they need a Savior? Why do we need a Savior? Well, just examine our lives. Are we living perfect lives? I mean, do we ever get mad at people? Do our children always obey their parents? Do parents always speak nicely to their children? I mean, we could go on and on with why we need a Savior. But for the moment, give thanks that we have a Savior who doesn't excuse our sins, our hurtful words, our hurtful actions, but rather went to the cross and paid for those wrongs, those sins, so that we could have forgiveness and a relationship with God, our Creator, whose mercies are new every morning. And so at the heart of that mercy is His forgiveness. And with that forgiveness comes peace. Peace knowing that we can be right with God, and peace knowing that we're going to live in heaven one day. And how often do we need that reminder? Every day. And how often does God make it possible for us to be reminded of that? Every day. His mercies are new every morning. I mean, we see that, right? The sun rises every morning. The sun sets in the evenings. The seasons come and go. I mean, God's mercies are evident every day, even though we may not really think about God's mercies being evident every day as we observe creation. I mean, the trees, yes, they're in distress now, but Lord willing, soon they will not be as the rains will come. Sometimes, though, God does withhold His rain to get our attention, to remind us that what we really need from God is His mercy, the mercy of forgiveness. And at the heart of that forgiveness is peace and heaven. And so throughout the school year, Lord willing, we will continue to build on the fact that God's mercies remain fresh and new each and every day. Our children need that reminder, how to get along with each other day after day. I mean, we're human beings, and sometimes our memories aren't so good. And so we need to be reminded often of what God has done for us and is doing for us. And how then we are able to show our love back to God for all that He has done for us, for His mercy is new every day. So yeah, if we take the water and not fill up that vase, those flowers are going to die soon. If we're not filled with God's mercies on a regular basis, if we don't see how God renews us day after day, what's going to happen to our relationship with Him? It's not going to last. That's not what God wants for any one of us. He wants us to remain in a relationship with Him for time and for eternity. And so we give thanks for the fact that God's mercies are fresh and new each and every morning. Every day we're reminded of His mercies when we get up in the morning, can live another day to His glory, that the sun rises, that we get another opportunity to learn more academically, that we get to hang out with friends and make new friends, that we get to show love to one another and we get to show love to God. Great is His faithfulness. Think about that. He doesn't have to be faithful to us, but He is. And the evidence of that? His mercies are new every morning. So, when you see flowers in a vase, may that remind you of, you know what? They need water to stay fresh. And I need to check that often. May that remind you of the fact that God's mercies are new for you each and every day. And His mercies, that water may run dry, but His mercies never run dry. What a great way to start the school year. And the focus throughout the school year on God's mercies, fresh and new each and every day for you and for me and for all people. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. Amen. We turn to the backside. We can join in a prayer which really captures all that Jesus wants us to bring to Him in prayer. It really emphasizes on that mercy's new and our relationship with the Lord God, how that can grow and how it can be protected, while at the same time reminding us that God also does provide for our physical needs day after day. Maybe not how we would like, but what we need. And so we join in this prayer that really wraps it up all together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are Yours, now and forever. Amen. And so this closing song, which really wraps up our theme, His Mercy is More. Now, this is what the children will be singing each week, and so we'll get more familiar with it as we go on.
Praise the Lord, His mercy is more.
Jump in when you want.
Sins they are many, His mercy is more. Love can remember no wrongs we have done. Omniscient, all knowing, He counts not their son. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more. Praise the Lord. His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new evermore. was the cost. We stood near the death we could never afford. Our sins, they are many. His mercy is more.
Thank Mr. Wall and Mr. Volt for being playing the bass guitar in the background. Just kidding. On a serious note, a blessing then as we get into the school year. Go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. And that is the part of that theme that we want to carry out all year long. And so the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Good evening. Welcome to the 53rd school year at St. Mark's. We are very excited to begin our school year in the name of our Lord. And at this time, I would like the teachers to come forward so they can introduce themselves and what subjects they are teaching. As that is happening, I want to direct you to the back of the room. He's about to sit down, Mr. Dan Cummins. He is the chairman of our Board of Child Discipleship. He is here. Other members of our Board of Child Discipleship are Mr. Shannon Burke and also Mr. Justin Lewis, who is also here. Where's Justin? There he is. All right, so we have people that you can contact if you need or have ideas about things that St. Mark should be doing to help make things better. So at this time, why don't we have the teachers come on up to the microphone here and introduce themselves and what positions and subjects they are teaching.
Hello everyone, I am Mr. Tyler Wall. I am the 5th and 6th grade homeroom teacher, and I teach 3rd to 8th grade physical education. I also am the athletic director, and also new this year, I am the vice principal of the school.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Ruth Vogt, and this is Magnolia Vogt, our Dean of Students. I teach art here.
I am Mrs. Hannah Ripley, and I will be teaching junior kindergarten and kindergarten this year.
Hi, I'm Jody Rowe. I'll be the 3rd and 4th grade teacher, and I'll also teach 3rd through 8th grade music this year.
Hi, I'm Rosemary Boschek, and I'm teaching 1st and 2nd grade. Third year at first and second grade. Used to teach third and fourth for a long, long time.
Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Thiesfeldt, ex-principal. Now I'm a part-time teacher, kind of easing into retirement. And I'll be doing part-time classes in the 7th and 8th grade room, teaching them Word of God and mathematics and English this year.
And my name is Mr. Darren Vogt. I serve as principal here at St. Mark's, as well as the 7th and 8th grade homeroom teacher. Other people that are not up here, but also play an important role in our faculty, would be Mr. Sean Butler, who is our custodian, Pastor Colander, who is going to be teaching catechism class to selected 7th and 8th graders this year, our extended day teacher, who is in the back, Miss Dina Oswald, and our office administrator, Mrs. Stacy Malone. And then we also have our piano teacher, Mr. Marty Puckett. So that is our faculty and staff. Couple of announcements before we excuse you guys today and get ready for our school day starting tomorrow. A couple of things. First and foremost, just to keep everybody updated, we are at 81 students enrolled at St. Mark's. God be praised for that. Round of applause. This is a tremendous blessing for our school, especially after the dip that we were facing with COVID. We are so blessed to have our enrollment to continue to increase year after year. The work is not done, though. Go out there and share the good news about our school with people that are your family, your friends, your neighbors, and invite them to come to our school. Learn a little bit more about us and take a tour and possibly join our school family. So you can also see the breakdown of classrooms there up on the screen and who is teaching in what grades. One thing that we are highly pushing this year is the main page. The past couple years we've noticed that some people aren't reading it, and that's a big area where we express a lot of the upcoming things happening in our school. This is sent out to you each and every week, either on Monday or on Tuesday if we don't have school on Monday. This is sent out to you via email. If you are not getting that email, please contact Stacy as soon as possible. Or we also do send it home with the kids at the end of every, the first day of every week. So please make sure you are reading that main page. Otherwise, a lot of our other things that are really important you can find on our website at school.stmarkslutheran.com. Things like our school family handbook, our athletic handbook, which just got updated. It's been a long time since that has been updated, and Mr. Wall worked very hard on getting that updated this summer. Other things like our special events calendar. There is a lot of events happening here on our campus, plus many other things such as maps and all sorts of different things. Okay? So please definitely check out our website. Sycamore School is something we implemented last year, and that was where parents like you can check out your child's grades 24/7. It also allows us teachers to track attendance. We can also put all of our personal notes in there about students as well, and any documents are in there as well. You as a parent, let's say for example, you want to get report cards of your child from last year, you can actually log in there and actually print them yourselves directly from there. So please make sure that you are logging into Sycamore. You may need to, if you haven't logged out from last year, you may need to log out and re-log back in order for the new materials to start showing up. Our church and school year swag. This is something that was also started new last year. If you are interested in purchasing cool spirit wear of either our church or school, please go to our website that is run through BSN Sports, and you can customize so many different options and opportunities. Just a show of hand, who has purchased from this website before? Wow, that's great. It also is a great fundraiser for our athletic program. 10% of all purchases the company sends back to us, and that allows us to buy things like basketballs, new basketball uniforms, lots of different things. This past year, we bought a whole bunch of brand new A-team basketballs with them. So there's things like backpacks, coffee cups, blankets, all sorts of different things that you can buy to represent our church and school in the community. One thing also, too, that we implemented last year is that students don't have to wear their school polo on Fridays. They can instead wear any and all St. Mark's gear. So, yes, even like the volleyball camp T-shirts or the basketball camp T-shirts, those would be allowed on Friday as well. Partners in Christian Education and Starting Point Classes, this is where new families that have come and joined our school, we want you to get a little glimpse about what we believe from the Bible as our viewpoint from our church and our school. You are required to come to the first three classes of that, and they are on September 10th, 17th, and 24th. And Pastor Colander and myself will be there at those classes, giving you a glimpse about what we believe the Bible teaches us. There are many events that happen here on our campus throughout the school year. It's a lot of work on our end as teachers and as pastor and the people behind the scenes, but it's something that we know is a vital part of education here and just being part of the community. This is not meant, any of these events are not meant just for our church or just for our school. They're for everybody, even people from our community. We are more than welcoming to welcome them in, get to know us a little bit, and possibly join either our church or our school. Our first event is coming up. It is our back to school night event. In the past, we've done things like movie night or like we did like splash pad things. This year, we're trying something a little bit different, especially with how hot it is outside right now. We are going to be having trivia night in the gymnasium. This is going to be trivia of all sorts of different stuff, things like Disney, music, a whole variety. We have prizes, we have T-shirts, we have gift cards that we will be handing out. And also, as you can see up on the board, the Bacon Mania food truck will be here. We do want you to notice that the time has changed, and that is because of the food truck. So it will be starting at 5:30 and will go to about 7:30. So we hope to see you all there. We're very excited to bring back events again and continue to do cool and fun and new things on our campus. We do have many other events, and we just want to highlight them for you. Trunk or Treat will be coming up, and that is on October 28th. The Fall Formal, we're bringing this back again this year. We really had a good time with this one last year as a mother, son, and father-daughter dance, and that will be on November 18th. Yes, we are bringing back Family Game Night. That was a good one where we played bingo and had lots of prizes as well, and that will be on March 31st. And then, yes, we had a really good time at the pool party last year at the Sunrise HOA pool, and they have agreed to let us come back, and that will take place on June 1st. There are many other events that we are trying to plan, and one of them, and I'm not saying it's going to happen yet, it's in the very early stages. If you don't know, Mr. Wall and I, we love golf. We've probably went golfing 20 times this summer. I'm kind of ready for a break from golf. But we are trying to organize a fundraiser this year. We are not doing the Sunset Soiree event this year. Instead, we are working on coming up with a golf outing. And it's not going to be big or anything. We're just trying to keep it small, get people together, have some fun, earn some money for the church and the school. So just so you know, this is in the development stage. We're working on trying to find a course that will allow us to come and play at their golf course. We also will be having our children's Christmas service on December 18th. This year's title of our Christmas service is called Do Not Be Afraid, I Bring You Good News. Obviously talking about, right, the angels coming and talking to the shepherds. Field trips. We are so excited to bring back field trips this year. Let's give a round of applause for that. Our goal as teachers is to produce one field trip per quarter per classroom, right? Please be patient with us. We have noticed this summer that some places are still not accepting field trips. So be patient with us. We are working on it. Your homeroom teacher will communicate with you as much as possible about when and where these field trips will be to. The one thing I will tell you, if you have thoughts, talk to your child's homeroom teacher. If you have ideas of places to go, because the ones that were done traditionally in the past, many of them still aren't accepting places, and we're trying to work around that and come up with new ideas. So please definitely talk with your homeroom teacher, and also volunteer to drive and chaperone for these events. In the recent past couple years, that's been a huge struggle of our faculty, is getting parents to volunteer and chaperone for certain things. So please, our faculty of 5.5 teachers can't chaperone and drive 18, 19 kids, okay? So we need people to help out. But we are very excited to bring back field trips. We do have a lot of new families, and every year at the beginning of the year, we want to remind people about how our drop-off and our pickup procedure works, okay? So if you, in the morning, when you are coming to drop off your child, notice how I said the word drop off, not walk to the classroom. So if you're dropping off, it's pretty easy. Let's see if the laser pointer works here. Not really. Okay. So what we ask is that you, if you're dropping off and driving away right away, not walking your kid to the classroom, please enter over here on Kingswood Drive across from Bank of America. Drive across the front of the church, come around and drive past the front of the gym, and go past the flagpole and drop off your child down by the 7th and 8th grade classroom. Good news, everybody. No temperature checks this year. We're excited about that, okay? Then obviously we ask you to drive out and kind of go back out and exit on Birdcage Street, kind of by facing towards the apartments, okay? If you are coming and you are going to walk your child to the classroom, we are okay for you to enter on Birdcage and go park in that center office/walk parking area. Does that make sense? We'll do this straight up teacher style. Give me a thumbs up if you understand. Awesome. All right. Now, then the afternoon pickup map. This is kind of important. Okay. What we ask is, once again, if you are just picking up and not walking to your child or to walking to pick up your child, you're going to enter on Kingswood again, drive across the front of the church, line up kind of where the stop sign is. And then you're going to wait there. The students will come down and wait by the numbers, and that will be how we signify what number the students will be going to get in the vehicles. Please, this is always a big concern of us teachers, do not pass unless you are directed to do so, okay? We don't want, like, a kid to come running out around the side of the car to get on the other side, and all of a sudden a car hits a child, right? We want safe and healthy children at our school. So please do not pass unless a teacher tells you to pass, okay? Then obviously you would exit on Birdcage Street. If you are going to pick up your child from school, we do ask that you don't walk down to the child's classroom. Instead, right by the 7th and 8th grade classroom, by the stop sign, there is like a ramp there. There's like trees and stuff there. You can wait for your child there to come and pick up your child. Give me a thumbs up if you understand. Awesome. All right. Athletics. We are excited to have athletics back. Our vice principal also serves as our athletic director. He is going to come up and talk to you about athletics.
All right, hello again. Yes, sports are back and in full effect. Something that isn't discussed on the picture is that our gym floor just got refinished this past weekend. So you could see over next to those doors, it says, "Please don't enter, gym just got redone." Huge thank you to Mr. Vogt and Pastor Colander for putting that together. Something that was years overdue that needed to be done. And let me tell you, the gym floor looks amazing. So just appreciate Mr. Vogt and Pastor Colander for all of their work on that. This year we have same sports as last year. So starting off with volleyball season in the fall, that is for those in grades 5th through 8th grade. Practice starts this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And that first day, that Monday, we want kids to go home after the first day of school, tell mom and dad how great school is, and then come back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for practices. Those practices are right after school from 3:15 to 4:15. And for sports in the future, such as B team, A team, and C team basketball, we're gonna try to keep practices straight to that hour, that time frame. So 3:15 to 4:15. The schedule is already posted on the school website, so you can go over there and see. Speaking about volleyball parents, there is a mandatory parent meeting. Don't worry, not both parents have to go to it. Whoever picks the shorter straw has to go. No, I'm just kidding. Those meetings are on Tuesday and Thursday. You do not need to go to both. I just need one parent to go to one of the meetings, hoping that they can share the message with the other. This meeting is discussing some important information, such as the schedule, transportation. This year, we are hosting volleyball tournaments here on campus for the A-team girls and the A-team boys volleyball tournament. So we'll discuss how we need volunteers, times, and all that information. Also this year, we have basketball, B-team and A-team, and also C-team. So B-team, we're going to go from grades 4 to grade 6, boys and girls. And then A-team will be, depending on the numbers, might be 6th grade to 8th grade. More information will come out with that as we get closer. And then C-team basketball, that is for grades 3rd and for 3rd and for 4th grade. That'll happen in the spring. And don't worry, there is plenty more information that will come out as we get closer. And parents, if you have any interest in wanting to help, to be a head coach, assistant coach, driver, working of the events, feel free to contact me. Your child does not need to be on the team in order for you to help. I will take as much help as I can get. And also Smibble. Smibble was a great success. I'm going to do a Mr. Vogt and teacher thing. If you have ever participated or helped in Smibble, I want you to raise your right hand. If you've participated or helped, your right hand, right? No, I'm just kidding. All right, you can put your hands down. It's a huge thing, and I can't thank the amount of people that have helped out. I believe last year we had almost 30 volunteers helping out with it. And Smibble, I need an hour of your time to coach young children. You don't even need to be an expert in basketball. I just need you to be there, and everything will work out just well. So it starts the first week of January, but this year we're gonna bring it down to 5 weeks. So we're gonna go 4 weeks straight, have a week off, have our bye, and then have our last event, our tournament, at the end of it. Again, if you have any questions about that, feel free to talk to me after this, email. I'm always available. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wall, for all you do. I know being athletic director here is not an easy job, but it's a lot of extra hours outside of teaching. Spring performance night, we also do plan on having our performance arts night, and that will take place on May 19th. The junior kindergarten through second grade will sing a couple of songs, like always, and then we have a new director this year for the third through eighth graders that want to try out for a play, and that will be Miss Jody Rowe. She has many, many years of drama performance experience, so we are very excited for the work she's going to do. At this moment, we do not have a play or musical or whatever picked out yet. Mrs. Rowe wants to get to know the students a little bit before she picks a play, so we're excited to see what that will be. Obviously, tomorrow is our first day of school at 8:15. Parents, please try your best to have your student or your children here at 8:15. Please do not have them go to a classroom before 7:55, otherwise they will be checked into extended day. We do not want to leave kids unattended on our campus. It's a safety thing, okay? So please, 7:55 is the earliest they can show up, unless they're going to extend a day that starts at 7 o'clock. And that will be this week in the junior kindergarten and kindergarten classroom. Now, I know on the yellow sheet, it says refreshments in the multipurpose room. And this is where I need to apologize. The gym floor, like Mr. Wald just said, just got finished. It looks beautiful. Unfortunately, we cannot step on it until Tuesday. We were hoping to have this done before this event, like way before, and supply chain issues with our floor guy just kept pushing us back and back. So instead of us going to the multi-purpose room, we do have ice cream for the kids to eat outside in our rose garden. I know it's hot. It's in the shade as much as we could put it in the shade. Parents, don't worry. It's a little cup of ice cream, so it'll go really fast, and then you can jump in your air-conditioned car, okay? So please do stick around, and if you see a new family, please introduce yourself. Have them feel welcomed in joining our school family. And obviously, too, new families, if you have any questions about things and you want to talk to your teacher or maybe even a person who has been coming to St. Mark's for many, many years, please don't be afraid to ask. It's an open book. So, Lord's blessing, St. Mark's family. At the end of every chapel, I usually say our theme for the year, and the kids kind of finish it off for us. So, why don't we try it out? Ready? I'm going to say, His mercies are, and you will say, new every morning. Ready? His mercies are. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.